Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre, episode 16. And it's Monday, August 22nd, 2016. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and this is Gay Geek Bizarre show. It's a podcast that we talk about gay topics and geek stories and weird shit.
Yep. Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, we do some, we sometimes do our weekend updates. So we did get to watch Kubo.
We watched the Two Kubo. Strings. I liked it.
You liked it?
I thought it was very interesting. It's an Asian theme.
I cried a little.
Cartoon. Uh-huh. Written by white people. All voiced by white people except for one.
Oh, George Takei.
Takei was the only Asian actor on the screen. Mm-hmm. Voice on the screen. Everybody else was white.
Charlize Theron and Matthew McConaughey.
No, wait a minute. Wasn't the girl that played the two sisters, wasn't she Asian?
Oh, I didn't catch.
I think she was too. So it's him. All the evil people in the cartoon were Asian. Imagine that.
Oh,
the truth finally comes out.
Like Asians are evil, according to them. We're not going to use that as a title for the show.
I think that'd be a great title.
So after watching Kubo, was it right after we're watching Kubo?
Yeah, we're watching Kubo.
We were walking, you know, going back to the car.
Because, you know, everybody and their mother was at the mall this weekend because it's the last weekend before school and people were going buck-ass crazy.
Yeah. And then we were walking and Ray stumbled upon bees. Okay, gasp, hold on. Yeah. So what happened, Ray?
We were just walking by and...
It was a pickup truck.
And there's a bee nest that had started forming on it. Apparently they were moving the hive and they were settling there for the night.
You think there's something on that rear view mirror that he had?
I don't think so. I think it was a warm spot. It was an overhang. And I think they were moving the nest and the queen probably got tired and because it was a swarm around her. I mean, that's why they do that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So that's when we went inside Sears. I was trying to look for
You went inside Sears. We stayed out there, and I kept the bees under control because they know a queen when they see one.
Ray took out the queen.
We're talking about the queen bee, and we ain't talking about Beyonce, okay? Mm.
So what? I ran around, and I saw one of the security guys. They're in a SUV, so, you know, white SUVs with lights. So I showed him the picture. There's a bee nest in one of the cars here. And then he came over and ran with me. And well, I didn't ride in his car, but we went to the car, showed it to him, and I guess he was afraid to look at it too.
Well, he saw it, and then he started calling people, so it was good. Yeah. I mean, our biggest fear was some kids were going to, because I walked right past him and didn't even notice him until after we'd walked past him, and you said something, I think.
Yeah. And then, yeah, like I said, Ray almost got killed by bees.
No, I'm a queen bee there now.
That's right. You're a queen bee. Race a
queen
bee.
But, I mean, we were worried about some kids running through there and hitting that side view mirror and dying because all the, like, 100 bees sting them or something like that.
So. All right. Yeah, it's pretty scary.
So we did our civic duty and called help.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we saved people.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the bees probably got killed. Hopefully, I have a feeling that's what happened. But if Monsanto wasn't killing them, the people are killing them.
Yeah. If not. Yeah. Anyway, so after that, we went to the Bel Air area in Houston because we got hungry.
Chinatown.
We decided to eat. Is that Chinatown? It's more.
Well, it's Houston more is Vietnamese. More like Vietnamese town because there are more Vietnamese here than anybody else, I think.
But, yeah.
It's always been called Chinatown. That's really the racist name for it.
Oh, okay. So we had Korean beef at the.
It's the Asian American area of town.
What's the name of the place? Tofu Village?
Tofu Village.
I've always heard about that, but I think that's the first time I've ever eaten there because I've always heard it from Wayne, from you guys. And those are the times you guys eat there, but I don't get invited.
Well, I think you've been invited, but you were busy.
Probably I was out of town. Yeah, we were there. We had some barbecue beef and chicken and pork, and it's a lot of food. I think it's that what we ordered there is good for four people or five people. There's too much food.
It's a good mix.
It's a good mix.
Well, y'all had these big bowls of soup, too. I didn't have all that. I just got the meat and the rice, and I was set. I was good. Y'all had to get these big old bowls with whatever in them. squids and other little slimy noodles little things and whatever
some
else.
I was vegetables. Like, it was pretty yummy. Mm-mm. But anyway, so yeah, we had fun yesterday. It was a busy Sunday. What did we do Saturday? I can't even remember. What did we do? Oh, yeah, pool party. Oh, my God. I just forgot about our pool party
Maynard's
Saturday.
Bear pool party.
It's a bear pool party.
There was a lot of gravy, no, very little rice.
Mm-hmm. Lots of bears, but the chasers are not that much. I think that was by design
of Maynard. Well, because okay. The other co-host said, well, I thought Maynard was inviting everybody. We should have talked more. I should have checked this invite list sooner. And when I brought it up to Maynard over here, he was like, oh, no, the other co-host is inviting all the Asians.
So he was in charge of that.
Yeah.
That's right. Wait, you might have thought that, but I don't think you informed me. Let me get this straight. Okay.
I think it's that whole thing of lack of Asian communication. I think that's what it was.
I was assigned to invite the bears, and that's what I did. Uh-huh. I invited the bears. And there were, how many were we? 20?
All gravy and no rice. It was not a good meal.
It's not a good meal. But it's a 20. How many were we? About 20 people?
Something like that.
Something like that. It was fine. It was a good pool party. Thank you very much, Chris and Romeo, for hosting last Saturday. It was really a good party. We enjoyed it a lot. And I like the ripcord experience at the backyard. Did you see that?
Yes, I used that bathroom. I pee-shied my own self the first time I used
That's
it.
That's right. They have mirrors all over the urinal in the backyard, in the you know, the where they put the pool. It's new. I think they just installed that a couple of months ago.
They actually, their bathroom's on the inside, and they just stuck a urinal on the outside of the house on the side so everybody in the pool can go pee.
Yeah,
or shower. And there's a shower around there.
It's too, a shower, so too. So you can pee on each other and then shower.
Yeah, so pretty much.
Yeah,
so, but there's they put the mirror. I
they
think
put mirrors.
Well, they remodeled the bathroom, so I think they put the old mirrors out there.
Oh, you're right.
For funny giggles. So, but it was cute. I like it. I could see doing that. I'd be like, okay.
It was funny because some of the bears who there were able to see their penis for the first time for a long time. What?
Penis all the time.
Hot. So hot. Anyway. Okay, so that was fun. I mean, it was a good weekend. It's a busy weekend. I wish Mike was here. But anyway, okay, so one topic. Okay, Ray, Ray and I were talking about this, should we talk about the asshole?
Well, no.
Maybe that later?
We can't call him that. We can't. We have to stay neutral about this.
We got
to
stay neutral. To a certain extent.
But we're going to, we usually talk about the gay, the geeky, and the bizarre. But this week, the gay is going to be kind of twisted because we're going to talk about some gay stuff, and then we're going to go into some racist stuff. Mm-hmm. And then some more homophobic stuff. So it's kind of going to trickle down kind of deal. So bear with us.
Okay.
So we got one article here. There were like 45 at least known gay athletes at the Olympics this year.
Mm-hmm.
There are a record 11 openly gay male Olympians in Rio. None is an American. Now we had several females from America that were openly gay at the Olympics, but no males that were openly gay.
I wonder why. They don't want to be out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's what we're going to talk about here.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about how that affects stuff. So,
okay.
When the Olympics starts, well, this is an article from a week ago, but we've held it off just because try not to talk too much about the Olympics until everything was done. So when the Olympics starts this weekend in Rio de Janeiro, there will be a record 45 out gay, lesbian, and bisexual athletes.
41.
No, it's actually 45. The article got revised. Yes, it's 45.
Oh.
There's officially 45 out athletes at the Olympics. So.
All right.
I know what I'm talking about. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Go see the article that you removed from a couple weeks ago's podcast. Included in this total are 11 gay male athletes, but none of these men is an American. This continues a trend. The first American Olympian who was publicly out while competing was Escorian Robert Dover, who competed in 6 Olympics. He was joined in 2004 by fellow Escorian Gurntal Spindle.
Equestrian.
Diver Patrick Jeffrey was openly gay as a diver in the Olympics in the 1996 Olympics, but that's it. American Olympians such as diver Greg Louganis and freestyle skier Gus Kenworthy, to name two, have come out after the games. And there are others who are out to some people in their sport, but not to the general public via story in the media, or more recently through their own social media. OutSports knows of one American male Olympian in Rio, but he is not yet out. I believe that is truly to effect change, and an LGBT athlete needs to come out publicly. For some, it's not possible, but too many are content to be out with their small circle and not take the final step to make the difference. Now, this article is a little bit longer, so we cut it down at there. And I'm still at the point where that's your decision to be out or not.
You know, the question is, why won't they?
But the question is, why won't they?
Right.
And I think there's a couple things. There's still a big stigma in the U.S., United States, if you're male and openly gay. And it is proven that you don't get the movie roles all the time. You don't get paid the big bucks. You don't get the sponsorships.
No, even you're saying, wait, you're talking about actors. You're talking about athletes.
Well, athletes, actors, and stuff. I mean, most of those.
Okay, if you're a celebrity and then you out yourself.
Well, celebrity, I think that affects it too. I mean, there are numerous celebrities that came out and said they wish they never had because it kind of ruined their career.
Mm.
So, although a couple of them that said that, I was like, you really didn't have a career to start with. You were just a flash in the pan. But I think that's the ongoing trend and why gay men don't come out in America, because it's still a stigma.
But how about the women? Are there a lot of women?
American culture is more accepting of lesbians than they are of gay men.
No, that's really a double standard, huh?
That is a very double standard. Mm-hmm. Which takes us to the next article, which you're getting ready to go off on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talking about white male privilege is why we laugh at Lochte and vilify Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what we're going to talk about on this. And we're not going to say on the podcast, I don't think we should talk about who we think's wrong or right. But gymnast Gabby Douglas disrespected her entire country by not putting her hand on her heart and smiling enough during the Olympics.
What? Okay.
Swimmer Ryan Lochte is a kid who deserves a break for allegedly destroying property and lying about a traumatic robbery. Now, if y'all been following the news stories, Lochte finally came out, I think it was last night, to Matt Lauer and tried to apologize for his behavior.
Too late. In
Rio, which a lot of people have commented that they didn't feel that it was, he was being, they didn't feel he felt sorry for what he did. That he was doing it because he had gotten himself in ass load of trouble and was trying to dig his way out of it.
Oh yeah, he's got two sponsors that pulled out already.
Two sponsors have already pulled out and probably more coming. Mm-hmm. He may or may not be allowed back in the Olympics after this.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on with that. And that's going on. But what we're talking about is the fact that Lochte went down there, him and some other American male swimmers who are all white, did some damage to some property, were drunk, and they got away with it. But everybody back here is like, oh, they were just being boys.
Uh-huh.
We'll remind you that Lochte is 31 years old. He is not quite a boy anymore.
Yeah.
He is also an international celebrity. He is a representative of the United States at an international athletic event.
And he's being sponsored by many companies.
He's being sponsored by many companies. And we know during this whole, well, the Olympics here, watching it on TV here, him and Phelps have been like zeroed out in the swimming. Their whole thing, the whole relay thing, their competition against each other.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's just like, oh, he's just being a guy. Now, if he were a black American athlete, my thought is, oh, he's just being ghetto.
You're going to say that.
Yeah, that's my thing. And the whole thing with Gabby Douglas and what's going on. And to back up, on Sunday, it was reported that Lochte and three other U.S. swimmers were robbed at gunpoint in Rio, with specifics of the robbery coming from Lochte himself and his mother.
Oh, the mother even helped, huh?
Yeah. Since then, multiple pieces of evidence have emerged that suggested the story was fabricated, something that Lochte's teammates, Gunnar Bentz and Jack Conger, reportedly confirmed to Brazilian authorities after being detained in the country. So Lochte had got out of the country.
The other two swimmers were
on the plane getting ready to come home. A judge pulled their passports for the country and they had to get off the plane and answer questions.
Yeah.
So I think they spilled the beans on Lochte.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since his ass is in the sling, he's been backstabbing and said, oh, we were really drunk. I don't want to. And then he goes into the thing, I don't want to play alcohol on this because I'm really responsible for my own actions, but I was really drunk. And we destroyed this, and we fabricated a bunch of this, and it got out of hand.
Yeah.
And instead of going and saying, oh, you know, we were drunk and blah, 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 which would have been a whole lot different story than making up that they were robbed at gunpoint, causing an international almost scandal.
That's the point, though. I'm really pissed about is, why did they have to fabricate it? I don't understand what was in their head. I know they're drunk, but if you're drunk, to actually think of... you know, a story like that, I would probably just, why wouldn't it just pass out? Or I would, that would have been more acceptable, but to fabricate something bad like that.
So to keep going on after on all this stuff, but there's a lot of criticism and a plea from Rio 26 spokesman Mario Andrada to give these kids a break because sometimes you take actions that you later regret. But let's remember, these are adult men.
Yes.
They are in the spotlight. They know they're in the spotlight. They have been coached and coached on how to present themselves as Americans in the Olympics. So it's not like they have that they don't know what's going on and they're not being scrutinized during this event.
Yeah.
So it didn't take long for people to point the cognitive dissonance between the compassionate, lighthearted response to Lochte Vince Conger and the fourth swimmer Jimmy Felton's drunken actions and the widespread online vilification against gymnast Gabby Douglas experienced just a week prior. Douglas, who was just 20 years old, failed to put her hand on her heart during the national anthem and did not style her hair and her face to every individual's liking. For those crimes, she was widely criticized for being disrespectful, unpatriotic, and un-American, and called words that we'd rather not repeat in this piece. Lochte and friends reportedly defiled a gas station restroom, fought with a security officer, lied to the national news sources, and may have filed a false police report. And the four of them get to be framed as talented kids, and reminder, oh, Lochte's 32, having one debaucherous night of fun. The vast gap between these two public perceptions has everything to do with the identities of the people involved. Lochte, an alleged straight white man who has long been beloved for his pretty face, doofy personality, and charming slow demeanor during interviews. Douglas, a young black woman who has battled racialized critiques of her appearance, which I think happened in the first Olympics she participated in, which was the 2016, so the 2012
and 2008.
I think it's 2008 because that was China, right?
Yes.
So that was the ones that she was criticized because of her hair and stuff really bad. And it's continued on to this Olympics. An attitude for 4 years despite winning 3 Olympic gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
What if Lochte had been a woman of any race who falsely accused a man of robbing and attacking her? What if Lochte had been a man of color? These what ifs are important, and the resulting thought experiments are telling. White men exist in a world that prioritizes their potential, gives them the benefit of the doubt, and assumes their actions are mostly benevolent, or at the least, harmless. Women, especially of color, don't have that luxury. Hmm. Just ask Gabby Douglas.
Yeah. So what were you saying earlier that? There's two sides in the coin or something like that I cannot call Lochte an asshole. What?
Well, you can call him an asshole if you want, but I wasn't going to get the name call. Try to get name calling on a personal level with us because here's the deal. It goes to show, and I can say this too because I'm a white male, that there is white privilege in this country. That if you put a picture of a white man holding a gun up, and you put a picture of a black man holding a gun up, the perception is one's defending his Second Right Amendments and the other one's a thug.
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much what the perception is, yes, yeah. Very much in the U.S.
Now, if this had been a group of black U.S. Olympians that had done this, it would have probably been saying, everybody would have said they were Oh, they're ghetto. Oh, they have no home raising. Oh, you know.
They don't have class.
They don't have class, and they'd have probably thrown the book at them and stuff. But it was white guys. So they're just saying, oh, they're just being boys, even though the big boy in there was 32 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I all know we all make stupid decisions sometimes. But at some point, you have to realize that you're responsible for your actions.
And that's so what's going to happen now to Lochte?
He's losing sponsorships. Speedo pulled out, and
there's another one. Speedo pulled out.
What's the, not Tommy Hilfiger? What's his name? What's the other big designer?
Oh, I forgot. I just read it this afternoon. But anyway, yeah.
Anyway, he's losing sponsorships.
Yeah,
which is where he makes money at, because they don't make that much money on being Olympics.
They get
sponsorship to be in ads. And
he is going to do a lot just to make up for everything that he's done. I don't even know.
So he's losing money. And let's face it, he's 32 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And this was possibly his last Olympics.
It would be now because what happened.
Because if they don't ban him, the next Summer Olympics is in what, 4 years?
Every 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So that's 2020. He will be 36.
He's too old.
I don't think there are that many 36-year-old Olympic swimmers out there.
Yeah. I mean, if it's really
there are some older Olympic participants that are in different categories, but for like swimming and gymnastics, usually by your 30s, you're done. It's almost like being a dancer.
Yeah.
A ballet dancer. By the time you're in your 30s, you're done because you've destroyed your body.
Your fans already, or your rich fans.
That's the whole thing. If you don't get the sponsorships and stuff, you don't make money.
Yeah. And of course, age. It's just like basketball. Yeah.
Basketball.
Too.
I mean, at a certain point,
football.
The age ends. So, but it's still pointing out that we don't have any gay white men.
Mm-hmm.
Openly out gay white men or
don't
gay
have
men
that yet.
At all from the U.S. And I'm pretty sure there are some there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just being quiet.
Yeah, they're just being very quiet about it, which is, I understand. But at some point, we've got to say, okay, I got to take a stand here. Me changing this can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Because Greg Louganis didn't come out until after the Olympics.
Yeah, most of them, that's what they do. I mean, after their performances, or maybe after they retire.
Gus Kenworthy came out this year, or last year. I can't remember. Kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is he going to participate in the 2018 Olympics?
Winter?
Yeah, Winter Olympics, because he's a snowboarder, I think.
Oh, okay. He's a gay snowboarder.
Hot gay snowboarder.
Oh, so hot. Anyway, so it is interesting that white privilege.
Yeah. And I've always got the sense that the Summer Olympics are held higher than the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, it is. More people could go.
So,
because Not too many people like the cold.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just saying, but I just think it's very interesting that how that all transcends.
Yeah.
And then we got our incredible Miss Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling, sticks up for Tom Daly and shuts down homophobic trolls.
Yeah. So J.K. Rowling here is people really love J.K. Rowling because she really supports the LGBT community. So most recently, the Harry Potter author tweeted in defense of out gay Olympic diver Tom Daly. So Twitter trolls tried to suggest Daly's sexual orientation somehow led to this early exit from the 2016 Rio Olympic Games. Is that a headline or something? Although the 22-year-old had a strong early start, he failed to make the finals for 10-meter platform diving. So, mocking Daly, Christian Voice tweeted, "Turning gay doesn't seem to have done Tom Daly any favors at Rio 2016. #RIO2016. So, Rowling comes to save the day. "Can't decide which is more offensive in this tweet. The stupidity or the spite?" Which is, very light comment from her, but I could see that she super,
But it's pointing out that here you have a white male who's out,
mm-hmm.
and he's getting because he's out, he's getting homophobic slurs thrown at him on social media.
Christian Voice. I guess that's another Twitter account or something. I don't know if it's an organization.
It's probably an organization. I think it's an organization.
Yeah.
But here's the other deal. Also during the Olympics, because I was watching the diving where they were, and he was doing the team diving. Mm-hmm. And when the teams were up, they were showing their parents. Everybody, NBC was showing their parents and talking about them and this, that, and the other. They swerved over to Tom Daley's mom
mm-hmm.
and his partner, okay. Dustin Lance Black.
All right.
And you could hear crickets chirping in the background. In fact, they cut away from it because nobody said anything.
They really don't. They ignored them.
They didn't talk about his mom. They didn't talk about his partner. And there was an article I think we shared about NBC, because I went off on it a couple weeks ago about NBC being homophobic and not saying something about it. So it's very interesting that that happened.
Yeah, I guess it's something that a topic they reporters don't really
so
cover.
Is this why there are white male athletes, or for that matter, male athletes from the U.S. that do not come out because of this kind of stuff?
It's a proof. That's what happened to some football players too, you know, when they come out. And that's always a problem, in sports in general, yeah. And like, what's his name? Sam, I forgot where he played for, but he's a black gay.
Yeah, and I don't think he's playing anymore. Because I don't think he's playing in the Canadian or European leagues.
Yeah.
So
anyway, yeah, it's really sad that not too many gay American male athletes are out.
And then that's the question. Did him coming out as gay affect his
I'm sure it does.
Chances for work?
Oh, yeah.
So
probably this.
So y'all let us know what you know. What do y'all think about white privilege?
And we spent 30 minutes on talking about that.
I know. So anyway, but it was a lot to talk about. There was a lot that happened this
Yeah, weekend, and so. To me, like I said, I was talking to Ray earlier. I want to talk about this because this really pisses me off because, you know, people are just assholes. Yeah, okay. I'll say it. Lochte is an asshole. Okay. Anyway, let's go to the geek. Okay, so this is something I would like to have in the house. Elon Musk, of course, our very rich, what do you call this?
Visionary entrepreneur.
So Elon Musk to unveil a solar-proof product to revolutionize the roof industry. So, not content with creating an entirely new concept for the car industry, Tesla's Elon Musk announced last week that SolarCity will unveil a new product towards the end of the year, taking solar panels to a whole new level. See, this is interesting. The announcement of intent to acquire SolarCity SolarCity is owned by his cousins, I think. So it's SolarCity by Tesla was made this year in June with the vision of being the world's only vertically integrated energy company offering end-to-end clean energy products to its customers. So Lyndon Rive, SolarCity CEO, referred to the upcoming unveiling of two new products before the end of the year, around the time Tesla and SolarCity are expected to close the merger in Q4 2016. So Musk explained, it's a solar roof as opposed to modules on a roof, because that's what's popular right now. Yeah, you have your roof and people just put stuff on it.
Well, you put solar panels on top of
that's what I meant.
But this is integrated. The actual panels are actually your roof.
Yes, exactly. If you need to replace your roof in the next 5 years, he added, you're not going to get solar. What if your roof looks better and lasts longer? Rive then confirmed that they are working on a roof integrated product. I think this is really a fundamental part of achieving differentiated product strategy, where you have a beautiful roof. It's not a thing on the roof. It is the roof. So your roof is the one that's going to power your
house. So you don't have these panel boxes sitting on the top of your roof.
Yeah.
And sometimes they look hideous.
Mm-hmm. They do.
But this is an integrated product that actually turns your roof into one giant solar panel.
I mean, if we have...
Or at least maybe parts of it. It all depends on which...
It would be expensive. It did. If you read on the article, it would cost... about $20,000. I mean,
the average would replace a roof usually cost about $12,000.
Yeah, I was about to say around $10,000 to have the solar panels and the batteries inside your house. But this one, it'll be more expensive, but you know it's going to last long because it is your roof.
It is the roof.
It is your roof. So yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, what do you guys think of that? You guys have a house and you want to have your thing, solar.
Earlier this year or last year? Maybe it's this year because I think we talked about it on one of the earlier podcasts about his whole, or maybe it was on Bear Podcast, we talked about it, about his batteries that actually power your whole house now.
So oh yeah, it's more of a battery technology that he's
He's pushed. But with that, the opening of the battery factory in Arizona, the manufacturing plant for Tesla cars, mm-hmm. all this stuff's integrated, and it's all okay. And it's really pushing the envelope because solar has been very hard to take off here in the United States.
Yeah,
whereas stuff like Germany is fully powering their grid by solar power.
Mm-hmm. Solar power and some cities with wind.
Yeah, wind. But most of the power for Germany, because we talked about the article a couple months ago, actually they produce more energy than they consumed with mm-hmm. the solar panels and had to sell it off.
Yeah, I mean, that's always good if you have something like
that. And there's one town that I think we talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago here in Texas.
Oh, yeah, about the wind one.
The wind that they're bought into buying wind turbines, and that power made from those wind turbines comes in to power the town. It comes across the grid, so it's not made in an electrical plant, or it might be, but I mean, that's how they're working out. They paid for these these wind turbines, mm-hmm. and the energy produced there is for the town to use. And it's cheaper and it's going to keep the energy cost down over the years.
Yeah. It's always nice to have those alternatives, but I don't know about Houston.
Yeah. Well, I think the whole reason I think it's holding up not hitting here in Houston big time is because of the oil industry.
Well, yeah.
But they are starting to put solar panels on houses here, new construction, which you have to request it.
Do you think it's good to have solar panels this day?
Yes.
Yes.
I think here's the deal. We live in an area that has major hurricanes roll through and stuff, and power goes out all the time. And usually a storm passes pretty quick. I mean, they usually don't stay more than maybe 8 hours at the most if it's a hurricane rolling through.
Yeah.
So if you got solar power and you got a big enough solar power battery pack to power your whole house, you can continue living a pretty normal life.
Yeah.
And instead of being stuck there like I was back when Ike rolled through for 2 weeks without any power except for a generator that you're having to run.
Did it run out of gas?
Huh?
Was it running in gas?
It was running on gas. And we ran it about 4 hours a day to keep the refrigerators cold, the freezers working, mm-hmm. to run the fans and the TV in the house so we could actually stay in the house because it was so hot.
But now if you have solar, you don't have that much problem.
If we had had solar and if it was integrated in the roof so it wouldn't get ripped out by the wind or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why a lot of people are able to go off grid now because they get enough solar power. And mm-hmm. let's face it, we're a very wasteful society. How many lights have we got cut on this house right now that don't need to be cut on?
One.
Which one?
The one with that lamp.
No, the dining room light's on right now. The kitchen light's on right now. None of that needs to be on.
But I like it on.
But that uses electricity.
I turn it off at night.
At night, but unless you're in the room, it does not need to be on.
But sometimes, most of the time, I'm in the room.
No.
Was there really a time I left the lights on? I never do. I don't.
That kitchen light stays on all the time.
No,
nobody's
not really.
In there. Yes.
Not
yes,
really.
Yes.
Not all the time.
And it's another thing that I've noticed with Asians. They don't know how to shut a door to keep the AC from being all sucked out of the house.
What door?
You'll stand there with a door wide open.
My door?
Yeah. Well, I've seen you come and go and be... open the door and leave it standing open and then walk out and go do
which
something.
Which door?
The one on the garage.
The one in the garage? The garage door?
No, the door to the garage.
I never leave that open. I do not.
I'm going to start taking video.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Okay.
I'll start taking video.
Please do, because I am aware of that electricity.
Cut a light
and
off and close the door.
I do not leave those doors
I was raised in a barn, but I got that beat into me at an early age. Close the door and cut a light off.
Okay, next time. Take a picture if it's ever left open. I don't even remember me leaving it.
I'm going to point it out.
Okay. Point it out. Okay. Tell me if I do forget. Not the ones that are, the ones that I accidentally keep. I don't even remember. I would know. I always leave it. I always close it. I always. The one I do sometimes keep open is my bedroom door, but not.
No, that's not going into the outside though.
Yeah, I never leave doors open because I know it's warm. I know how to conserve electricity that way.
I'll point it out. We'll point it out.
Okay. Point it out. Even the lights, show me again, okay?
We might fight on the next Gay Geek Bazaar.
We're going to have another review of the lights.
We made battle.
Okay, I ran out of batteries on my laptop, so you go ahead with the...
Why is that?
Oh, I used it at work.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll take the bazaar.
Okay.
Fellatio Cafe, where the customers receive oral sex while they drink their coffee. The Fellatio Cafe is set to open in Geneva, Switzerland by the end of the year. Customers would order a coffee before choosing a prostitute on an iPad via an app.
Wait a second. It's not... Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You've heard of happy endings at CD Underground massage parlors. Now get ready for blowjobs at coffee shops. Yeah, it's a real thing. At the end of this year, a new coffee shop, Fellatio Cafe, will open up in Geneva, Switzerland, where you can get a hot cup of joe with a side of a blowjob. Seriously. The firm behind the Swiss cafe, Face Girl, says customers will be able to order coffee, then select a sex worker of their choice for an iPad to give them a blowjob. You sure as hell can't do that at Starbucks. But you might be able to after this, because, you know, Starbucks likes the money.
Yeah, they have the idea now.
Yeah, and just how much will this sexual service set you back?
It's going to be called
60 Swiss francs, or about $50, plus the 5 francs for the coffee, of course. This is a business, after all. But still not bad for a caffeinated afternoon or morning of delight.
Mm-hmm. The Starbucks should branch to this and take it further than fellatio, than actual sexual intercourse. So it's going to be Starfuck.
Well, here's my thing. You go, you buy a cup of coffee. You're sitting there drinking your coffee and you're getting a blowjob and you get so excited and you spill your hot coffee all over the sex worker that's performing audio fellatio on you.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then? Do you sue McDonald's or what?
McDonald's?
What's going to happen then? Or do you have to drink your coffee? Do you get to drink your coffee while you're waiting on your sex worker to get to you?
Actually, that is called workers' comp.
Well,
that's workers' comp. So. That's what happened. She can file. Or he.
Workers' comp, so.
It's a girl, right? Could it be a guy?
I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome. That since the company that's doing this is called Face Girl, it's women. But Face I'm Girl. Sure they could open up a franchise where there's a pretty boy to.
That's right. They Felicia. Should.
So, but it's coming.
Because, you know, guys do better blowjobs than women.
I've heard.
Yeah, because men know what we like.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe maybe there'll be a gay coffee house called the Male Fellatio Cafe or something.
Or actually, blowjobs.
Blowjobs. It's called
Blowjobs Cafe. That's just it. Straight up, Blowjobs Cafe. What do you mean, Fellatio Cafe?
Yeah, Joe Blow.
Yeah, that's right.
Get a jug, get a mug of Joe, and get a blow.
Wow, this is a long show, Ray.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. We had a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Anyway, so what else is going on? This coming, it's going to be a regular show next week. Stuff like that. Anyway, so I guess that's it. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this show about our ranting and our...
Yeah, because Maynard likes talking about the asshole.
Yes, that's right. I sometimes do. And if you want to contact us, send your email to show@gaygeekbazaar.com.
Or you can leave us a call, or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Call us. Tell us about your white privilege moment.
Oh, God.
Or why you think that we don't have more openly gay athletes in America.
Yes, let us know. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we're on SoundCloud. Some shows on SoundCloud because... I really haven't paid for it yet. But the latest shows are there usually. And we're also on Google Play and also in iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbazaar.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.